Moldy?
Yeah, it sure is.
How you doing, Moldy?
Pretty good.
You got a big event going on this weekend.
Absolutely.
The ninth annual. 9 years you've been getting away with this. Moldy Marvin's ninth annual Custom Culture Extravaganza and Rocky Hillbilly Jamboree. That is hard to say once slowly.
Yeah, try to say it three times.
Okay, let me try to say it three times fast. Hold on. One big breath. Moldy Marvin's ninth annual Custom Culture Extravaganza and Rocky Hillbilly Jamboree. Moldy Marvin's ninth annual Custom Culture Extravaganza and Rockin' Hillbilly Jamboree. Marvin, I almost made it. 2.25 times.
That's good enough.
I'm exhausted. I'll be even more exhausted after spending a whole day out there in Pear Blossom at the Outpost. What's happening this year, man? I mean, I know there's going to be loads of cars there. I know there's going to be kids' activities and food and music, but you can give me some of the details.
Yeah, well, actually, the entire show actually spans the weekend. That's why we're calling it the staycation. We have folks that can actually come in and camp at the facility as spectating campers. Those folks will be allowed to come in on Friday between 3 p.m. and 9. And then in the morning on Saturday, again, we'll allow the vendors and participants, the guys with their cars, come in early. They'll come in like from 9 a.m. till 1 in the afternoon. Then the gates will open to the general public at 2. The show will start at 3 p.m. and go until 10 p.m. And then after the spectators leave and whatnot, we're going to have a little camp out. And then on Sunday morning, we're all getting up, having a pancake breakfast, and we're going to have a big cruise out to Lake El Mirage for the SCTA time trials on Sunday.
That's a heck of a weekend, man.
Absolutely. And we have, like, we're also doing on Saturday, we're doing a Daisy Duke pinup contest.
You know, you just heard my mind. That's going to be the highlight. I mean, there's going to be a lot going on, cars and artists and vendors, but you've got the Miss Daisy Duke pinup contest.
Absolutely.
And this is for all ages, too. Little kids can do this, right?
Yeah, we'll have ribbons for the children, and then for the adults, for first, second, and third place, we have a photo shoot with Elizabeth Houston, who's a well-known photographer, and they actually will make arrangements with her to have a professional photo shoot done, more in a pinup style or however they want to do it.
If I show up in a pair of Daisy Dukes myself, can I be part of the contest, or do I have to be a...
I'll open up a men's category.
Do I have to be a woman to be part of the Miss Daisy Duke contest?
No, you know what? You could come out and judge. How's that?
That sounds like fun, actually.
Yeah.
Except I'll be here in the hot tub, unfortunately, doing my Saturday thing, keeping my bony legs hidden under the bubbly water.
Yeah, and you know, you gotta be careful there with all the electronic gear around water.
They've been telling me that for 2 years, but I just don't listen.
Yeah.
So what else is happening this weekend? Okay, so we got the Miss Daisy Duke contest. Also, we've got the legendary custom car builder and painters Larry Watson and Gene Winfield. They'll be there live, right?
Absolutely, yeah. They'll be together and side by side. In fact, Gene Winfield, he still races. He still races out at El Mirage, and so that will be another featured thing, is that we'll go out there and root Gene on as he goes down the dry lake.
Very cool.
But we'll also be hosting our annual tattoo contest. We've done that for 9 years. There's going to be some great food out there by Mama Vega. We're going to be in the evening once the sun goes down, we'll be doing our flame-throwing competition.
Cool.
We've got six great bands: the Cash Prophets, Power Surge, which is a local band, Roxville, another local band. Then we have Danny Dean, the Craze, another local band, and the Resistors. In fact, the Craze, they're incredible. I mean, they're cutting records and everything else these days.
They gave me their CD last year, and they're still going.
Oh, yeah. They're an amazing group. So we have, there's a lot of exciting things that we're doing this year. And obviously, because we don't have the drag strip is now a big hole in the ground.
Right.
We've had to move the show, and it's going to be at the Outpost.
Now, for people that don't know where that is, how do they get there?
Well, primarily, if you're on 138 through Little Rock, from the Palmdale-Lancaster area on 138, the Outpost will be on the right side. It's basically, out front, he sells like Mexican blankets and beef jerky and all that stuff, and it's on the bend as you're going into Pear Blossom itself.
Not easy to miss.
No, it's basically on the corner of 116th Street East and Highway 138 in Pear Blossom.
The Outpost. I know. So for more details, can people go online for details about this as well?
Yeah, they can go to moldyshows.com.
Moldyshows.com.
Yeah, it's real simple, and it's a pretty extensive website. We've got the show schedules there, all the guests, all the information in regard to camping or entering your vehicle is there. The games list is there, so on and so forth.
We've been giving away tickets to the event this week on the show as well. How much do the tickets cost for people that want to just show up?
For spectators, it's $10 per person.
Okay.
Which is a great deal. And children under 11 are free. That's the thing. You know, the whole thing is about our culture. A lot of the counterculture or the hot rodding cultures, you know. And the thing is, you know, we got to sort of turn the kids onto that, too, because those are the ones that are going to carry this kind of stuff on.
I know there's two or three people out there that tell me they don't have internet. Is there a phone number they can contact you at?
Yeah, they can call 1-800-880-6567. That's 1-800-880-6567.
Hey, you should be in radio.
Yes, actually, I did.
Moldy Marvin, the 9th Annual Custom Culture Extravaganza and Rock a Hillbilly Jamboree at the Outpost in Pear Blossom. Again, you can start Friday night and camp out. The main events happen on Saturday, but you stick around for Sunday for the pancake breakfast and then a ride out to the lake for some racing. Moldy Marvin, we'll see you this weekend.
Thanks, big bunch, man.